RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Biden administration today announcing new negotiated prices for 10 common but often costly drugs that are used by many senior citizens. Here's ABC's Molly Nagel.
The new prices are a result of a historic year-long direct negotiation between pharmaceutical companies and Medicare, made possible through the Inflation Reduction Act. These medications used by millions of Medicare Part D enrollees treat conditions like heart failure, blood clots, diabetes, and arthritis. Officials predict the new prices will save enrollees $1.5 billion in out-of-pocket costs when they go into effect in 2026.
The president of Columbia University has announced her resignation months after pro-Palestinian protests began on campus. Ceasefire talks have begun in Doha, even though Hamas negotiators are not there. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says 40,000 Palestinians have died since October 7th. A Russian court sentencing a former Russian-American ballerina to 12 years in prison after being found guilty of treason for allegedly raising money for Ukraine. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says he has one question for Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin.
Why don't you debate me?
Hovde and Baldwin will debate on October 18th, but Hovde says he wants more. Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce.
She knows what to do to win Wisconsin, and that is to simply show up, listen to people, and work hard for them every day.
The election is November 5th. We're learning more about Vice President Harris's campaign stop in Milwaukee Tuesday. Her campaign now says she and running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Fiserv Forum. Tuesday is the second day of the Democratic National Convention, 90 minutes down the road in Chicago. Meanwhile, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Western Wisconsin man accused of murder is being held on $1 million bond. 55-year-old John Stumlin is accused of killing Daniel Reardon and hiding his body behind a mobile home. La Crosse County deputies were called there for a death investigation last week and found Reardon's body concealed under some plants in the backyard. When they tried to get inside, they found the home barricaded by Stumlin. Deputies eventually got inside and arrested Stumlin after finding blood. A man accused of hate crimes for disrupting a UW-Madison student meeting last fall has been formally charged. 20-year-old Lucas Nowak faces four charges, including making terrorist threats and disorderly conduct with a dangerous weapon. He is accused of being one of three men who entered the Humanities Building in November of 2023 and threatened the participants inside. All three were quickly identified with the help of the FBI and tips from the community. None of them were UW-Madison students or staff. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers hold on for the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went to the ninth inning, but the Brewers able to hold on to a 5-4 victory over the Dodgers last night that snapped a three-game losing streak for Milwaukee and ended a five-game winning streak for L.A. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We competed. That's the Brewers you guys have seen all year. We competed regardless of who was on the mound. We competed. We bounced back. Every inning we put pressure. Most every inning we tried to put pressure. You know, it made a difference.
NFL Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy out for the year after suffering a torn meniscus in his right knee in their preseason game against the Raiders, McCarthy undergoing season-ending surgery. Packers joint practice with the Broncos is tomorrow in Denver. Matt LaFleur warning his players.
If guys need to play in the preseason, get in a fight, you're not going to play. The practices are the times to do your work. And if you don't get your work in, you're going to get it in the game. So that's kind of how we've operated around here for a couple years.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible today and again tonight. Some locally heavy rain possible as well, with a half inch or more possible in some places. 77 today, 66 tonight. Isolated thunderstorms becoming partly cloudy. 78 tomorrow. The weekend, lots of sunshine with highs right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Hey, checking in.
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about the Pabst Mansion in Milwaukee. Also, all things sports with Paul Noonan and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. News from the Center, WRCE.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about labor. And about labor unions and how I can't understand anybody in labor unions who support the policies of Republicans, of Donald Trump, or Republican policies, period. I spent 34 years in a labor union. And, you know, I walked in there at 18 years old. I walked out at the age of 52, and the impact of working in a unionized shop, I had no understanding or inkling of the value of it until the latter years of my life when I started receiving my pension. And I receive my pension every month. It's not in danger, it's not in jeopardy. It'll be there after I'm long gone. My wife will benefit from my pension. And so, you know, the beauty of that, and it affords my family to be able to continue to live a middle class lifestyle long after I stopped working. So I'm 70 now. I came out of there at 52. Do the math. It's been a long time. And my pension is still there every month, and it makes a difference in my life. So anybody who works and has a union pension, I don't understand how you can support people who want to do away with the National Labor Relations Board. So Republicans and Donald Trump are talking about doing away with the National Labor Relations Board. The National Labor Relations Board is a federal agency that protects the rights of private sector employees to organize and join unions and to improve their working conditions and wages. That's what the NLRB is. And it prevents and remedies unfair labor practices by private sector employers. Now, if you're a union person, that's the whole purpose of the National Labor Relations Board, is to protect you and your union brothers and to make sure that corporations can't take advantage of you. So I don't understand how anybody who's in a union thinks that that's a good thing that Republicans are talking about taking away the National Labor Relations Board. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Those of you who aren't in unions and don't know the value and the importance of what I'm talking about right now, I can understand it because you haven't been in the union. You don't know the value of those things. But for all those people who do, how do you then cut off your own arm because you somehow think that the Republicans and you love what they stand for? But my God, to talk about doing away with the National Labor Relations Board does not benefit the average Joe. There's no way possible that it does. Maybe you don't understand that, but I do. And this is one of those other things that is taking place in this election that people need to be made aware of. Now, let's go to the phone lines and Tom from Richland Center. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, sir?
Great. Good morning, Earl. One thing I want to mention about benefits is that when you're in a union plan, the benefits are above and beyond wages, where if you're getting wages and buying those benefits, you're paying tax first. So that we actually get a huge benefit from the way the old pensions and health plans are set up. But the other one I wanted to mention is the history of unions in the United States. They started as craft unions, and they actually compete with each other, as opposed to something like the IWW, where it was a union, industrial union for everybody to be in the same union. And the problem is, I'm a carpenter, so the carpenters try to take the iron workers' work, the laborers try to take the carpenters' work. Instead of going after the non-union folks and show them the benefits, they end up fighting amongst themselves. And there is a history of unions falling down on the benefits for the workers in terms of them creating institutional efforts to protect themselves instead of, really going for workers' rights and all the good things. So when they work, they're fabulous. They need to be democratic. And a lot of the bad vibes about union are from when they've acted undemocratically.
So, Tom, let me ask you, because you're in the trades unions, it does appear that many people in the trades unions vote, the other way. More so than most unions, you'll find a lot of guys in trades unions. I know a lot of them who vote, Republican. I've never understood that, because it is the value of the union that gives you the value of the job that you have, from the perspective of making sure that your wages and your benefits remain where they are. It is the union that makes that possible. And I've never been able to understand how people in trades who have benefited from the unions don't see the value of the union.
Well, let me explain one more time. It's the problem with being trade unions that are independent from each other and are fighting with each other. And they create a class consciousness of, say, the iron workers get more money, so they think they're above the carpenters or the laborers, and everyone needs someone lower on the pecking order be better than, instead of us all realizing we're in it together.
Right.
And if you look at the iron workers and operating engineers and even the carpenters, they started making deals with Trump or who was before that, Bush. They're making all these, they get the work when even there's a depression, work gets done on construction projects with building roads or bridges.
Right.
And they end up benefiting the right wing as much as the left wing when they go to vote. So I'd say at least a third, maybe half the carpenters are Trump people.
Yeah.
It's disappointing. But it goes back to, we're not a team. We're a bunch of individuals scrapping at each other instead of being a real team.
Hey, Tom, very well said. Thank you very much for listening, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Earl from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Earl. How you doing? You say what?
I'm doing fine, Earl. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man.
Yeah, this is Earl Boyce, remember?
Hey, yeah. Earl. Yeah, man. How you doing?
I'm listening, and I'm enjoying what you're saying because, hey, I was one of them union workers, 19806.
You know, man, I walked into 19806 at the age of 18. And I walked out at 52. How old were you when you went into 19806?
When I left Vietnam, I was 20. I walked out in 2001, 31 and a half years.
So let's talk about it. Are you still receiving that pension?
Hey, I'm receiving it, and it's set for my wife. Everything's good.
Yeah. So, I just, again, man, If we could get back to a time in this country like that, when those pensions and people who understood, and I'm not saying even back then everybody who was in the union understood the value of that. By the way, I'm going to be doing my show live September 2nd from Labor Fest, as I do every year. And man, being around all of those, remember when we used to, our union would bring our families to Labor Fest, and we would be amongst all the other unionized people in the city of Milwaukee when the middle class was strong and families were strong. You remember all that?
I remember winning a big screen TV.
Yeah. Well, I didn't ever win anything, but just that. And all of that is gone. And so the stresses that was on people's lives, the middle class was secure. And this is the message that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and the Democrats have been preaching constantly, is about that middle class and what happened to it. And so when I hear the Republican Party, again, they want to do away with the National Labor Relations Board. And if people really understood the impact of what that means, they would definitely say these aren't people who are looking out for the best interests of the average person. Hey, Earl, it's good to hear from you, man. Hey, leave your number with Calvin, man. I'll give you a call afterward. Leave your number. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Come on, come on.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Our southern border isn't chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. and Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Every night she walks right in my dreams. Since I met her from the start, I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. I know she's mine. Yeah, the doggone girl is mine.
I don't understand the way you think, saying that she's yours, not mine. Sending roses and your silly dreams, really just a waste of time. Because she's...
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go back to the phone lines. Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning, Mary. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Like you, I'm really fortunate for the financial security I have in my retirement due to my 27 years as a Wisconsin state employee. I don't know about city, county, and federal civil service. I assume that they offer pensions.
Yeah, they still do. They still do.
Yeah, I highly recommend to people to look at civil service work for the pension and health benefits. It was a stroke of luck for me, believe me. Thanks for that.
Yeah. It really is. And, you know, and I think just not enough of that. And we need to continue to fight to rebuild unions. And if we can do that, you'll start guaranteeing the middle class having stability. Hey, Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, sir. How are you? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning. Thanks for taking it up, as always. Can you imagine what our communities would look like if we didn't have pensions and Social Security and benefits? There would be ghost towns. You know, there would be complete regions that would be, impoverished. The efforts that big business take on to thwart down any labor organizing is tremendous. It's a big part of their business plan. And they execute it daily. They're aware of this daily. That's one of the biggest fears of big business is organized labor.
Right.
And think about this. You know, there's really only a very small limited amount of tools that we the peeps have. You know, a union is us organizing. It's people organizing, you know, to try to get the fair deal and be protecting everything else. Now, on the other side of the line, there's just literally thousands of different business groups, you know, Chamber of Commerce and everything else. And they're organized to do exactly the opposite. and their strength and their numbers is tremendous. So really, in my opinion, the union movement needs an injection of passion, needs to be revisited with the American people to recognize and, again, tout of its benefits of continuous learning and career counseling, much less, you know, in a good paying job where, you know, you can raise a family and not struggle. To me, I can't imagine living in a community that does not have labor represented and does not have pensions in the community.
Well, it
would be catastrophic.
Well, you know, Mike, this is what they're pushing for, to do away with the National Labor Relations Board. Here's the other part of it. The hypocrisy in what they do and what they stand for is they support fully police and fire unions. And I'm like, you can't pick and choose what unions you think are worthy. If you condemn all other unions, then you should be condemning police and fire unions. It's what Scott Walker did. Scott Walker, when he and the Republicans attacked the teachers unions and other unions with Act 10, when I remember I used to call him on the conservative talk shows and push back and say, why haven't you said anything about police and fire? And he said, well, you know, we just didn't think that, you know, that was a good thing. Well, how can it be good for one and not good for the other? And so police and fire have been able to continue to benefit and live great lives. They have not, and yes, they certainly take a risk, but they choose to take those jobs. And I'm saying that you can't then say the other unions aren't worthy or deserving of protection. You know, Mike, that's kind of where this thing is.
When, and they had the hands off of the police and fire unions because that's still a cash cow for them. That's
right.
In my opinion, it's military-industrial complex with a different kind of paint on the equipment. So, you know, they protect that group. And, you know, they also know that many of us have a deep reverence and deep amount, a profound amount of respect for police and fire.
So Mike.
And.
Oh, go ahead.
Yes. So my point is they would lose that demographic very quickly. You know, they wouldn't have no support or very limited support from fire and police if they went after their union.
You know, Mike, if we could, you know, go back to a time, you know, and not be nostalgic, but as you stated, can I imagine living in a community where there are no pensions and Social Security and those kind of things? I live in the city of Milwaukee where there's so many people now who don't have pensions, who've worked their entire lives, Mike, and who have reached retirement age with no retirement and no pension. And so I live around people who live like that. And it's heartbreaking. And so we can do something about that, Mike, and we don't need to do anything to add to the misery of people who are already in that kind of condition by now doing away with the National Labor Relations Board. I can't fathom how people can think that that's okay for the average person and that the Republicans and Donald Trump are looking out for them with that kind of a move.
And really, there's no successful nation on earth that has this libertarian stand on your own, you know, perspective. No, all modern societies have systems in place to catch their people from disaster at the end of their, you know, as they age. You know, that's what I would call, and to not have a system in place, that's radical.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call as always, man. Always good stuff. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Girl is mine.
Michael, we're not going to fight about this, okay?
Paul, I think I told you. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I've heard it all before, Michael. She told me that I'm her forever lover, you know, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she said she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
She said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe it.
I know
the girl is mine.
I know
you're mine.
She
my.
The girl is mine.
News from the Center, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials are making some changes to the state's elk hunting rules. The Department of Natural Resources Board is turning the elk hunting season into one continuous season between October 15th and December 15th. The plan also states the goal to grow Wisconsin's elk population while at the same time minimizing interactions between elks and humans. Governor Evers says Tuesday's failed referenda show Republicans weren't serious about amending the state constitution to remove his power to allocate federal money.
If they felt that strongly about this thing, this effort, they wouldn't have put it on an August primary. So no, this is back at Tony Evers' thing.
Evers says he makes no apologies about how he doled out pandemic relief funds. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The 61st annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show will be held Friday through Sunday on its grounds near Baraboo. The Badger Gas and Steam Engine Show will display many different types and eras of steam tractors and will highlight J.I. Case this year. Peter Holzman is looking forward to the many tractors.
This year, the club is trying to get one model of every horsepower rating of the steam tractors, the steam engines that were made. So they're starting with the very smallest Case steam tractor, right on up to the 110 horse. So they're going to have a lot of steam tractors there. And a lot of those were built, you know, in the teens. So when they're out there moving around and doing stuff, you're looking at a piece of history that's well over 100 years old getting around.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Isn't it annoying when you're trying to make out with someone but your spouse is standing right there? Apparently this was an issue for newlywed Tom Cruise and his co-star Gina Gershon while filming the 1988 movie Cocktail. Gershon appeared on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live and said that Mimi Rogers was always present during her intimate love scenes with Cruise. Sounds like maybe Rogers wished Cruise did not insist on doing his own stunts. Celebrities have weird quirks just like you. Katy Perry recently revealed a bedtime routine she does that involves lint rolling the bottom of her feet during a recent conversation with British Vogue's In the Bag. Immediately following her admission, she says, "Is that weird? We all do weird things, and I just shared mine with the world." Fair enough, Katy. Staying in the spirit of this beat, here's a Schwabba health and beauty tip. Never accidentally use a dustbuster on your uvula. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible today and again tonight. Some locally heavy rain possible as well, with a half inch or more possible in some places. 77 today, 66 tonight. Isolated thunderstorms becoming partly cloudy. 78 tomorrow. The weekend, lots of sunshine with highs right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
On our next show, Todd is joined by Sean Hannish and Kelly Call, creators of Just a Bit Outside, a brand new documentary about the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers run at the World Series. Tune in for your chance to win some tickets.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
When this starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift. drift right into space. On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet. Get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street.
All right, man, the Drifters. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Man, music soothes the savage beast. It's Thursday. That means the Earl Ingram Show is in full effect. I was talking about the fact that Republicans want to do away with labor unions. Let's go to Jeff from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Jeff. You say what?
Morning, Earl. Is this the radical left Earl?
Yes, this is the radical left Earl, man.
Common sense. It's so radical, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I'm the one of the victims that never got a union. I wanted it, but they turned me down. They had too many other people.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Proof. I'm 60, and I got, other than money I made on real estate, I got no pension, no nothing, Social Security, that's it. Here's my suggestion, though. Every federal dollar that's ever given to a corporation, they should automatically be federalized and federal employee union. That's the condition of taking the money.
You know,
what do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a great idea, man. You know, so, I mean, I know of people who worked their entire lives. They can't retire, Jeff. You know, you were fortunate enough to be able to make your money in real estate, but there's so many people who weren't able to do that. And in the latter years of their lives, they don't have pensions, and they never made a lot of money, and their Social Security is minimal at best, and they're struggling. And yet it just galls me that Republicans want to take away, you know, these safeguards for the average person and greedy corporations. And yes, I'm saying that, greedy corporations who can't get enough, don't want to share. They were forced to share during my time, because of labor. And labor forced them into sharing. And it's helped create a middle-class lifestyle for many of us. But not enough people today are able to share in that, Jeff. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Curtis from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Curtis. How you doing, sir? Thank you for the call.
Good morning, Earl. Love your show today. Hey.
Well, thank you.
I work for a non-union for 32 years. And let me tell you, what Elon Musk said the other day when he was talking to Trump on, and he said these words, Trump, love how you said, if you don't like your job and you want to unite, I treat you.
Hey, Curtis, you broke up, and I know what he said, and I think it's critically important to the conversation. Repeat what you said.
Trump asked Elon Musk the other day, and he was saying how arrogant he was because he said, I told my employees, basically, if you don't like your job, there's the door, go home. I worked for a company for 32 years, and every time it was a snowstorm, I drove. My boss said, if you don't want to drive in the snow, go home and I'll fire you. So I know, and we work for a non-union shop, but my husband works for a union shop. And the bottom line, union says, all for one, one for all. So if you don't unite and stand together, you will fall, just like the country. But you have to stay united. But, Earl, I love your show today, and keep it up.
Hey, Curtis, thank you very much for the call, man. Your point is absolutely valid. And, yes, Donald Trump gave accolades to Elon Musk when Elon Musk talked about what he does to people who wanted to unionize, you know, in his shops, that they could hit the road. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning, Chief Gary. You say what?
Hi, Earl. I'm 72, and I worked for a company for 35 years before I started my own business. And they were non-union. The boss or the owner of the company said that he would fire us if we tried to unionize. And so we didn't. But when I first started there 35 years ago, okay, I was just a kid, he told me that if I work here and continue working here until I retire, you'll have $1 million in the bank that they're going to put in there for my IRA. When I retired at 61 from that company, I had $1 million put into my IRA. Non-union, and it worked. I worked hard for my money. I worked overtime. I ended up as a manager of the company. And then with the experience I had working at this company for 35 years, I started my own business 13 years ago. And I'm still working, and I don't plan. And I'm non-union, and I'll never open up as a union shop. My employees are very happy. They get paid well for what they do.
Hey, Gary, I guarantee you that the majority of the laborers, the majority of the iron workers, the carpenters, the steam fitters, the electricians who are in unions are happy that they're in unions. And they understand that they're making that wage that they're making because of unions. And so, Gary, because you are fortunate and you are one of the select few that had a person who followed through, for everyone that had that, there's hundreds of them who didn't follow through. Unions offered protection. And protection from corporations that have historically taken advantage of the average person, Gary, that's factual.
Yeah, but these people that work for Elon Musk, they didn't quit. You know why? Because they're paid well. And just because you're not, you know, when you're in a union, you have to pay for your own.
Wait. You have to pay for your own what?
Your vacation time.
No. I was in the union for 34 years. I never paid for my vacation time, Gary. And I got in the end, when I retired, 6 weeks of vacation, 5 personal days. A week, almost 4 days off for Christmas, 3 days off for Thanksgiving. I don't know what you're talking about, Gary.
Well, I have friends that work for a local electric company, and he told me that they take so many dollars out of his wages and put towards your vacation. So when you take your vacation, that money is there. If you don't,
that's not a unionized shop, Gary. You know, I don't know what your friend told you, but that's not how negotiations and what the Labor Relations Board and all of those entities that are there to make sure that that kind of thing doesn't happen. That doesn't sound like any union that I've ever known. Have you ever known the police and fire that they took money out of their checks to pay for their vacations, Gary? Have you ever heard that?
Earl? No, Earl. I'm just going by what I was told.
I know. Whoever told you that wasn't being truthful.
Okay. Well, unions have disappeared in this country, and it's been working for most people. I'm not saying unions are bad. I'm just saying people are starting to realize that unions are not the best thing for everybody. It's not for everybody, Earl. You know, for you and for my dad. My dad worked at Ellis Charmers. He was in the union all his life. It worked for him, you know?
Well, unions work for the majority of the people because they offer for the most part livable wages and security. Okay, how can that not be good for people? We see what's happened since they've taken away unions, Gary. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Bruce, how you doing, sir? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Thanks, Earl. One thing about Elon Musk that not too many people know, he just recently was given by his board of directors $56 billion as his annual salary for this coming year. That's after 2 years where their stock prices have dropped because their sales are down. And he laid off 14,000 employees. If they had fired Elon Musk and paid those 14,000 employees equally from that $56 billion, that would be $4 million for each one of those 14,000 employees that was laid off. That's the obscenity of the inequality in this country today.
You know, Bruce, when you have somebody like Gary who argues against the unions and they don't work for everybody. Well, you know, the society was much better off. There were a lot more people who were living well, who weren't struggling during my lifetime when unions made up 35% of the private sector. You know, now that private sector is only 7% unionized, and we see the outcome of that. There is a coincidence, you know, it's just factual. And so now, even in the face of the small group of unions that are left, we've got the Republicans looking to do what they can to dismember those unions unless they're policing fire. And people need to take that into consideration when they're voting. What do these people stand for? What is the Republican Party standing for? They claim they're standing for the average person. If you're looking to destroy unions, you're not standing for the average person. Hey, Bruce, thank you very much for the call and that information. Let's go to John from West Dallas. Good morning to you, John. You say what?
Hey, Earl. Just two quick things. I remember a friend said to me a couple years ago that what workers are capitalists too. So we have the right to bargain.
Yes.
And set, you know, we're capitalists too. So why can't we participate? You know, in the same game that industry does. You know. And also, I have a.
Go ahead.
I have a small business and one or two employees, like part-time, and I make it real simple. I just give them, I give 25% of what I make, I give to the workers. There's no hourly wage.
Right.
So if I make some good money, they make good money. And if I make less, they make less. And believe me, they're happy to get that. You know, I know they think it's very generous, and I think it is, you know. But to me, it's not generous. To me, it's just fair, you know.
Well, John, you've got a small business, and God bless you. You're the kind of guy who is concerned about your employees. Do you think everybody who has a business is concerned about their employees as much as you are?
If they're paying an hourly wage, that's not really concern. That's like... It's kind of greedy in a way, you know, because they could be making a ton of money and still paying, you know, insect wages, you know.
Hey, John, thank you very much for the call. Phone lines open, as always, at 844-967-2789. And I want to go out with the Drifters up on the roof.
I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. There's room it up for two up on the roof. Up on the roof.
Up on the roof.
Oh, come on, baby.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
And this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hovde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to what is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, people are asking, what a Kamala Harris's policy? She's doing a lot of talking. She's not talking about any policies. Well, guess what? One of them is she's going to take on the greedy grocery industry that has been charging prices, outlandish prices, at the same time stagnation has been taking place in the grocery industry. She's going to challenge what, unfortunately, you know, these corporations have been allowed to get away with. And that's the fact that they've been able to continue to raise prices on the groceries while the groceries have gotten smaller. They haven't been able to do it without the blessings of elected officials who made it possible for corporations to do this to us. I constantly want to remind people that corporations can't do anything unilaterally unless our elected officials give them the okay to do that. So Kamala Harris is getting ready to take that on. You know, now she can't herself unilaterally wave a magic wand. It means that elected officials, congressmen and senators would have to say and create laws that will prevent these greedy corporations from doing what they're doing in the grocery market. Shrinkflation. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Well, good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. Well, she's been vice president for 3.5 years, and funny thing is, her and her boss...
Vice president can't unilaterally make a decision to stop greedy corporations from doing what they're doing, CJ.
She's the reason, and Biden's the reason, that it went 19.5% inflation over their 3 years. So they're the ones that have caused the problem. What has she been doing for the last three and a half years?
Hey, CJ. Here's what she's getting ready to do now. You asked about policies. This is one. that is going to make a major difference. She can't wave a magic wand. It takes common sense decisions by our representative government elected officials to hold greedy corporations accountable.
Oh, my God. More regulations. Yeah, I'm sure that won't cause more.
We absolutely. The reason they've been able to do it, CJ, is because the regulations weren't there. What part of that don't you understand?
Man, you guys are just really fishing because she hasn't done squat in 3 years. And all of a sudden.
Hey, CJ, suck it up. She's going to do plenty because. Because right now, it doesn't matter how you and others like you want to denigrate her, they're riding the crest because people are sick and tired of the foolishness that they hear coming out of the mouths of people like you who constantly want to dismiss what is happening in this country, man.
They're the ones that caused it, Earl. They're the ones with the big spending. The rescue plan, $1.5 trillion. In 3 months, it went from 1.4% under Trump to 4.5% inflation.
Hey, CJ, how soon you and others forget that at the time that COVID struck, it was Donald Trump who began to give out money. Maybe you conveniently forgot that first check. The nation was facing peril. The nation was facing insolvency. And yes, there had to be money injected into the economy. How soon you and others forget about how Donald Trump gave money to the wealthiest amongst us when he didn't have to do it. And he's talking about doing the exact same thing if he gets reelected. Your thoughts on that?
Repeat myself because Larry Summers, remember him? He was Obama's Secretary of Treasury. He said, don't do this. You're going to cause massive inflation. You want to distract? Go ahead. Because this country is reaping what we've sowed.
Hey, CJ, let me tell you what the country thinks about, you know, what you and others like you seem to think is, you know, what the future of our nation is going to be. Hooey. Because I can't say anything else. They're not going to be supporting that ridiculousness. And thank God that there are people whose eyes are open and who don't want to take us back down that path. $8 trillion that Donald Trump added to the debt in 4 years. That's what he did, unnecessarily. And it doesn't matter how many times you want to try to, you know, get people to believe that you have some facts. All right, we got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. As always, could not do it without you. Thank you, Calvin. Really enjoy having this opportunity. Up next, Matt Nair on air, Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. You know, enjoy the weather. See you guys on tomorrow.
From the center, WRCE.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a Throwback Thursday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're still celebrating the glorious blue victory in the partisan primary, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Grandpa's barbecue sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic, reliable, just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared.
Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.